Thanks for listening to today's podcast. If this ministry has touched your life in any way, contact us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook or by emailing us at bfwcgeorgetown@gmail.com. Feel free to share your prayer requests or comments. We hope you enjoy today's message. Blessings to you and yours.
Y'all got your Bibles tonight? Two of you, all right. Anybody else got your Bibles tonight? Are you ready? Y'all ready to dive? You need a Bible? There's a Bible right down. Look at there. Don't you ask? You have not because you ask not. In this house, listen, we're going to make sure you got it. Amen? Because the only way you defeat the enemy is with the Word. You can't pray him off. Oh, y'all ain't going to say nothing. You need to read your Bible. Even Jesus defeated the devil with the Word. The Word will cause him to run because Jesus is the Word. Amen? It's why you wonder why in the name of Jesus, every demon in hell begins to shake. Hello? In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. Hello? So now watch this. Tonight, the Lord has really put this on my heart, and how many of you realized about grace, unmerited favor? How many of y'all remember grace? How many of y'all remember redemption? To be redeemed, to realize that, okay, you're something of worth and there's a redemption. How many of y'all remember peace? You remember all of those go hand in hand, right? Well, tonight I want to preach to you, or I want to try to teach you if I can, on compassion. Because many people love to take compassion and make it emotional. And I'm not going to pick or pluck your emotions. I want to show you what true compassion is. Can I do that? Compassion is not when you show people a bunch of photos of different things and then you pick on their emotions to get them to do something. That's not compassion. Y'all hearing me? I'm not going to give any specifics. There, you have to understand that compassion is something very powerful. Compassion is actually one of the keys that unlock miracles. Now, how many of you have never heard anybody ever preach on compassion? Isn't that amazing? It blows my mind, amen. How many of you in here has ever heard somebody preach on compassion? Just on compassion. Isn't it amazing how the body of Christ is missing the fundamentals? They're missing the foundation. You're missing what you build the house on, amen. Compassion, when you go and you look in the Bible, especially in the New Testament, I love to follow Jesus because he's my example. Does anybody here just read the Bible, the New Testament, and want to be like him? Come on, give me a break. Some of y'all in here, you know that there was somebody in your life, you wanted to be just like them, you wanted to dress like them, brush your teeth like them, go to the bathroom like them, because they're the boss. Come on, anybody here can agree with me right now. There was somebody in your life that you just wanted to be like. My dad was my idol. I wanted to be like my daddy. When he come home and took his boots off, I put his boots on because I wanted to work like my daddy. I wanted to be like my daddy. And then I began to realize that what shifted in my life is that when I gave my heart to Jesus, I realized I was in the wrong pair of boots. So I had to begin to strap up his boots. And I had to go and find out what caused Jesus to do what Jesus does. How many of you want to know why Jesus does? And tonight, I'm going to give you a key. Can I give you a key? Anybody want to unlock the anointing? Anybody want to unlock some things in your life? Because what's happening is that the church has came to a place where we think compassion is an emotion, and it's not. Compassion, when you look at that word and break it down, it literally means to be punched in the gut. This is the core of your spirit right here. The Holy Spirit resides right here inside of you. It's not in your head. It's not in your heart. It's in the core of who you are. Have you ever been to the place where you got around somebody and it didn't hit you in your head, it didn't hit you in your heart, but you felt something in your gut? Is there anybody here ever just had that happen? Or you had to make a decision and you tried to move forward in it, but something just hits you in the gut and you're just like, that just don't sit right with me. Anybody ever been where it just didn't sit right with you? It's because your spirit was being grieved. The spirit of God in you, the Lord was trying to tell you, hold up. Don't you go there. I know some of us has went ahead and went, that's just gas. You know you've done it, right? That's just gas. And the next day, the effects of it, you wish it was just. Amen? It's okay to laugh in church, guys. It's all right. I mean, let's be truthful. Okay, I'm tired of mansy-pansy preaching. I'm tired of somebody trying to be so high above my head. I need something that's going to be real that affects me. Amen? How many of you got your Bibles open? You want to know where to go, right? I want you to go to Matthew chapter 20, verse 29. Can I show you some things about compassion? Can I just take you through this? Can you handle about 40 minutes of it, 30 minutes of it, 20 minutes of it, 15 minutes of it? I was waiting for somebody to give me an amen. I need to know if I can preach or not. Okay. I'm just having fun with y'all. Is it okay? Lighten up. Amen. Are you in Matthew chapter 20? Verse 29. Is everybody there? And as they departed from Jericho, a great multitude followed Jesus. And behold, two blind men were sitting by the way. And when they heard that Jesus passed by, it's pretty obvious they didn't see him because they were blind, right? So they had to hear him. You know, many times you read your Bible that you really don't read your Bible. We'll come back to that in a minute. Watch this. You ready? And they cried out, saying, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And the multitude rebuked them because they should hold their peace. But they cried the more, have mercy on us, O Lord, thou son of David. And Jesus stood still and called them and said, what will you that I have or that I shall do for you? Now watch this. And they said unto him, Lord, that our eyes be opened. How many of you have heard this scripture before? But wait. Go to the next verse. And Jesus had compassion on them and touched their eyes, and immediately, everybody shout immediately. Immediately their eyes received sight and they followed him. Now, wait a minute. What caused the miracle? Compassion. What got a hold of Jesus? He got hit in the gut. Wait a minute. Can I take you back just a few verses before that? See, they didn't call him and just say, hey, teacher. They didn't call him up and just say, hey, you. No, I need y'all to hear me. Watch this. What they did was, even though they were blind, they had heard who he really was. And in their hearts, they already had conceived that he was the only one who could open their eyes. Are you ready for this? Watch this. And what did they say? Have mercy on us. What's the rest of the verse? Say it. Oh, Lord. Keep going. Son of David. Do you realize that everybody else that was around Jesus did not even know that? There was the sick were around Jesus. The possessed was around Jesus. Oh, y'all ain't gonna help me. The sinners were around Jesus. The saints were around Jesus. See, no, wait, let me help you. Wait a minute. Even Jesus had to pull his disciples aside and say, who do you say I am? Are y'all hearing, Pastor? Watch this. Watch this. I just gave you a nugget. My Lord, have mercy. Do you realize they didn't have eyes to see in the physical, but they had eyes to see in the spirit? And they wasn't looking for a handout. Can I just tell everybody here, watch this. God does not move because of your emotions. That hurts your feelings, doesn't it? The word says he knows your needs. Come on, somebody. And he shall supply all. Is this making sense to everybody? How many of us has went to God and we're begging for things out of emotion? That's good preaching. You notice it got really quiet in here. Well, Pastor, what if I'm hurting? What's causing the hurt? Lord, I'm bringing you my hurt. I'm not bringing you my emotions. I'm bringing you. I'm trying to help some of us in here. Okay, so many times we beat around the bush with God and God just sits back and lets you beat around the bush. Amen? God is touched by our infirmities. Do you understand that at this moment right here that Jesus stopped and stood still? Do you understand that when they called him who he was, he stopped? They didn't call him out of their emotions. They called him out of what they knew. Boy, that'll preach, won't it? How many of us, when we're going through a thing, can we just go ahead and say, God, you know what? I have sickness in my body, but I know you're my healer. Oh, come on now. Help me. Help me. How many of you, your prayer life wants to go to another level? How many of you in here want to stay healthy? Oh, preach right there, Pastor. Please just preach right here, Pastor. Okay? No. You know what? I'm just going to go ahead and declare what I know. What I know is that he's my healer, even though I'm still blind. Because I know what she's saying. I know he's going to bless me with babies, even though I ain't got them yet. That's faith. That's the same faith that the woman had when she came into the house of God every day, and the man of God said, are you drunk? No, she, by faith, knew that if she asked God, she would receive. Can I just help some of us in here? Can I help everybody here? Are you ready? Watch this. God is just waiting for you to call him who he is. Jesus is... You understand that if they didn't, he would have kept walking. How many of us want Jesus just to stop by for a minute? Oh, y'all got to help me up in here. Lord, just go ahead and stop in my situation. Y'all going to make me want to preach right here. No, you know what? Silver and gold have... Do you understand the man at the gate called beautiful? Every day, alms to the poor. Oh, please give me alms. And Jesus walks right by. You say, what, Pastor? Jesus went by that man many times. The same man that Peter stopped and looked at him and said, silver and gold I don't have, but what I have I want to give to you. Peter had compassion. Oh. Do you realize that when you're going through something physically, all the Lord's waiting for you to do is say, you know what, God, you are my healer. Jesus, you are my healer. By your stripes, I am healed. It's done. And I'm calling to you in this manner. And I'm not going to stop calling until it manifests. How many of us, when we pray one time, then we just quit? Was it? Amen? Y'all quiet. Y'all looking at me funny, but no. How many of us are realizing these men didn't stop calling even though everybody else said shut up? These men kept going even though everybody, including the disciples, was just like, they ain't got time for this. It said everybody told him. Everybody rebuked him. But isn't it funny that when you call Jesus by his name, you call him by what you know. How many of you in here know him? No, I need to see your head go up and down like this right here. How many of you know him? You know when he comes in your room. You know when you get to church and he floods in his presence. You know when you're crying and then all of a sudden your tears begin to dry up because he may not have touched him physically, but he reached inside of you and he began to hold your heart and he began to mend your heart because he said he would. How many of you know him when you can't take another step, but you realize when you can't take another step, it's just like the poem in Footprints. Lord, it's the time I carried you. Woo! I'm trying not to preach, guys. I'm trying to behave. Compassion. You want to know what touches the heart of God? How many of you want to know what touches the heart of God? You got to call him for who he is. That changes your whole prayer life, doesn't it? How many of you in here, it's just like scales fell off of your eyes right now. How many of us in here can call him who he is? When I don't have no strength, he is my strength. When I don't have no joy, the joy of the Lord becomes my strength. Come on. How many of you realize that? Listen, when I'm weak, he has endued me with power from above. On high. Whoa, Pastor, you preaching. We got to learn to call him who he is. When the devil comes in like a flood, he's the standard. Oh, God. Yeah. No. How many of you all in here have felt the enemy hit you so hard, and then you didn't call? You begin to beg, oh, Lord, give some mercy right here. Can I ask you something? The Lord is merciful. He is gracious. But there comes a time when we got to grow up. Ooh, that's good preaching. There's times when you got to call the Lord who he is. Lord, I'm being battered right now. I need the standard. I need the standard right now. I'm getting hit on every side, and I don't think I can take another blow. I need the standard to come in right now. Lord, right now, my head's down, but you said that you'd be the lifter of my head and my shield. So, Lord, this is what I need right now. I need a lifter. Oh, y'all, come on, guys. Y'all got to help me right now. Come on. How many of us has been in a place where you got to begin to call him who he is? Oh, Lord. Lord means. The authority over my life. Woo. Do you realize these men surrendered to his authority and never had the physical eyes to even see him? My God. What was in these guys, I only wish would get into us. Sometimes I just wish that we were blind to things. Blind to your bank account. Y'all ain't gonna help me now. Okay. Some of us, buddy, when it starts to get tight, everybody wanna freak out. Instead of going to, you know what? You're the God that owns a cattle on 1,000 hills. You pave your streets with gold. Come on, is this helping anybody? The Lord wants to be a part of what you're going through physically. He wants to move in your life. But we have to learn who he is. Compassion grabbed a hold of Jesus. It hit him in the gut. He got a gut check. You know that's what that means, right? Only the men would understand this, but in high school, we used to gut check each other. You notice the men started laughing. You walk around in school, and all of a sudden, your buddy comes by, and you're talking and cutting up, and he goes, boom, and you go, do you realize that Jesus feels what you're going? He feels and knows what you're going through. And he can't help but stop. Can I just keep going? Y'all going to make me preach. I got to keep moving. Go to Mark chapter 5. Go there quickly. Is everybody still doing okay? Are you getting anything? Good, because you got a long way to go. Mark chapter 5, verse 19. Now, can I just share this with you? Don't turn your head off. You ready? Everybody say the demoniac. The man that had a legion up in him. You find Jesus getting out of the boat. The man runs to him. Jesus casts legion out of him. You remember the story? He takes it, and the pigs were smarter than a man was. I'm not going to let that garbage live in me. So they ran off of a cliff. Now look at verse 19. The man wanted to go with Jesus in verse 18, but Jesus said to him, "Howbeit Jesus suffered him and said, No, but saith unto him, Go home and to your friends and tell them how great things the Lord has done for you and has had what? Say the word. Has had what? Now watch this. This man was not in his right mind. This man was so bound up that literally a legion of devils reigned inside this man's body. They would tie chains on him to try to keep him still. And no matter the size of the chains, he would break them like they were nothing. He would cut himself. He would beat himself. And anybody who come around, he would abuse them. Think about that. Think about in your life that what you've went through has caused the abuse. Has caused the pain, has caused the emotional ties, has caused the things to be locked inside of your soul. Come on, listen to me. Are you ready? How many of us in here has got some people to forgive? How many people in here has got some things to let go? How many people's us, we got to come out of the cave that we were in and we got to get free? Oh, Jesus, everybody in here should have their hands up right now, because there is some areas in your life that there's still, if you let the devil pull on that string, you'll find yourself back in that depression, back in that lust, back in that money drive, back into... Preach, Pastor. Man, you are wound up. And here you find Jesus having what? Compassion on him. Do you understand? Something happened in this man's life to open up the door for a legion of devils to come. That's thick. Well, was he born that way? See, there's questions that I begin to ask the Lord. I said, Lord, how can a legion of devils live in a man? I don't know. I go and I search the scriptures, and it says that, I love what the word says. It says, look, if the devil has been cast out and the house has been cleaned and it's not filled, then he goes and he brings seven more. Does this make sense to anybody? This man was so possessed that he didn't know anything. But he had just enough sense that when Jesus took his foot and stepped out of the boat, the anointing of God got a hold of him. Now, what I want you to realize is something that happens here, because the rest of the chapter, you got to read at home, because this is what happens. You ready? Because of the deliverance of that man, those pigs, the livelihood of those men was taken off of a cliff, and they asked Jesus to leave. We don't want you here. There's a lot of people afraid of the anointing of God. Hello? Let them have fun. That's what I'm talking about. I love it. That's life. Think about this for just a second. You ready? Think about this for just a second. People are afraid of the anointing. Speaking in tongues? What? That was good for then, but that's not for now. Oh, y'all ain't saying nothing. You need to read your Bible. To come up in church and have church like we've had for the past two Sundays, where the pastor don't shut down the anointing and preach. Oh, y'all ain't gonna help me. But instead, you find five people in the altar whose backs were instantly healed, legs growing out. Come on. Tumors moving. Babies who were sent home to die actually are gaining weight, living. Come on, y'all ain't saying nothing. Hello, church. Are you hearing what I'm saying? We just got the report on Sunday. The baby that they gave up on went home. We prayed, and now that baby, listen, the kidneys were failing on that child, and God said, oh, no, you won't. And he reaches in and takes those kidneys, and he begins to cause them to move and work again. My God, have mercy. Woo. Preach, Pastor. Just preach. People are scared of the anointing. They're scared of a move of God. They want it, but they realize it will cost them to come out of their lifestyle. So Jesus looks at this man and he says, you can't go with me. What I need you to do is go tell everybody else about what just happened. And he gets in the boat and he leaves. And then turns around and comes back. Do you know what the man did? He went around and told everybody about what God had done in his life. Can I just help you? It's time for us to begin to tell some people about what God's done in our lives. Come on. Come on. He brought me through. He's still carrying me. What are we at now? 20%? Where was you at? When they started you on oxygen, what was your ratio? You know how many times we prayed for her? In other words, what she was talking about is having to basically live off of that oxygen bottle that she brings inside this church. And now she's down to 6%? 60. She's on 20% now. That means that 60% oxygen, okay, to breathe, to live. And now she only needs 20% out of that bottle to live. See, there's times that God heals instantly. There's times that God brings you through a process. Come on, somebody. There's times when, listen, God can touch you instantly if he so desires. But there's times that he says, I'm going to let you walk through this process because there's just times that your faith has to grow in levels. Y'all ain't going to help me up in here. There's just sometimes the Lord just has to get your faith to grow in levels because you'd be quick to forget if he did it suddenly. Ooh, 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 Pastor, that hurt. Ooh, hello. But you find Jesus coming back, and because the man did what he did, you do realize that that's the only reason why we hear about Jairus. It's the only reason why we hear about the woman with the issue of blood. Because of the man that had a legion living on the inside. Oh, y'all ain't going to help me. Because of the compassion of Jesus upon this man's life, it released not one miracle. It released the miracle for the child to be raised up from the dead. It released the miracle of the woman with the issue of blood. Are you starting to see the power of compassion? That's powerful, isn't it? To think that I could be set free spiritually. Ooh, that'll preach. You know what? I've learned one thing in my life. I can be set free of something physically, being relationships, being whatever. But I've also had to learn, Stephanie, that there's some things in my soul and in my spirit I got to be released from. Because a lot of us still have some stinking thinking. Woo! I better move off of that one. Can you handle some more? Go to Mark chapter 6. Just turn right on over there. Go to verse 34. Are you ready? And Jesus, when he came out, saw much people. And he was moved with what? Compassion toward them, because they were as sheep, not having a shepherd. And he began to teach them many things. Are you still with me? And when the day was not far spent, his disciples came to him and said, "This is a desert place, and now is the time is far past. Send them away that they may go into the country around into the villages and buy themselves bread." And Jesus answered and said unto him, "You give them something to eat." And they said, "Shall we go and buy? Even 200 penny worth of bread won't give them to eat." And he said, "How many loaves have you? Go and see." And they come back with what? 5 loaves and 2 fish. Wait a minute. Can I just help you? God wants you to grow, people. He doesn't want you to become stagnant. He doesn't want you to be in a place, in a desert place. Oh, come on, everybody got to hear me now. Watch this. He wants you to come out of a place of where you're lacking the knowledge of God, the wisdom of God, and the power of God. He wants you to come to the place where he says, "You know what? I want to have compassion on you. I want you to be led." A lot of people today don't want nobody to tell them what to do. I'll come up here and preach for just a second because you're already looking at me funny. Submitted is a dirty word in church. Submitted to who? You want me to be submitted to Pastor Eric? Or better yet, you know what? How about being submitted to Pastor Chrissy? Well, she's a woman. We're one. And if she says it, I say it. Y'all ain't going to help me in here. Are you hearing me? And people look down on the women that are pastors in the church. And there's a lot of people that say women shouldn't pastor. And you need to read your Bible. Y'all looking at me weird right now. Women should have a covering. And preach the paint off the wall, as far as I'm concerned. Hello, somebody. Here you find Jesus literally coming out of the boat, and he looks up on the sand, and he finds a bunch of people who are hungry for the presence of God, who are desiring to hear the word of God come out of this man's mouth. Are you hearing what I'm saying? How many of us in here are at a place where we just can't get enough? Is there anybody here that just wants to grow? I can't get enough of his presence. I can't get enough of his glory. I can't get enough of him. I just got to learn a little bit more. I just got to know him just a little bit more. I just got to be close to him, because when I'm away from him, it seems like the world crumbles. But when I'm with him, I see the world created. See, now you can follow the God of this world, and this world's going to end. I'm going to follow a God who creates one. That'll preach all by itself, won't it? So in your life, Jesus had compassion on them because they were hungry for the word of God. What did he do? He began to teach them. You know what? I believe more than anything else right now that there is getting ready to become a revelation in the church. Are you hearing what I'm saying? This is prophetic. Are you ready? God is trying to pour out the mysteries of God and revelation to the body of Christ today, not some hashed up old stuff. He's trying to reveal to the men and women of God today who they really are, so they can walk in who they are. Are y'all hearing me? And those that are hungry, he will supply. Did you notice that? He's Because they were hungry for the spiritual things he taught them. But then he realized that along with the teaching had to come the physical things. How many of us in here are scared to step out for God? Don't raise your hand, but it's true. Everybody in here does it. How many of us are really, truthfully, settle that in your heart right now, are at a place where, man, you're in a very uncomfortable place because you want to step out? Y'all can laugh. I see it all over the place. Everybody's just kind of like, I ain't going to look around. See, the Lord doesn't want just to feed you spiritually. He's getting ready to feed you physically. Can I ask you something? On Sunday, I told you the Lord is dealing with us personally. Amen. That God's calling us personally to some fast first before we even think about doing it corporately. Amen? Because he's trying to get us to the place that he can talk to you personally and have a relationship with him instead of dealing on somebody else's relationship with him. Is that making sense? Can you handle two more things? Y'all are looking at me funny. Are you sure? Go to Mark chapter 8. Is everybody doing okay? Are you learning anything? And in those days, the multitude being very great, verse 1, and having nothing to eat, Jesus called his disciples to him, and he said to them, I have what? There's that word again. Well, Pastor, you're picking out the word on compassion. Isn't it funny that every miracle that I see has to deal with compassion? Watch this. I have compassion on the multitude because they are now been with me for 3 days and nothing to eat. And if I send them away fasting to their homes, they will faint by the way, for divers of them come from afar. And his disciple answered and said, from whence can a man satisfy these men with bread here? And he asked, how many loaves have you? 7. And he commanded the people to sit down on the ground. He took the 7 loaves, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples to set before them. And they did sit them before the people. And they had a few small fish, and he blessed them, and he commanded them to eat. You do realize this happened twice, right? Not once, twice. Did you notice the second time that Jesus didn't look at them and say, you feed them? Did you read your Bible? Did that help you? Did I just give you a nugget? 2 times. Hello? Watch this. How many do you have? They already had it figured out, didn't they? Disciples come running up. We got 7 loaves instead of 5 this time, boss. Oh, I'm sorry. I just went Georgetown on y'all, didn't I? Boss, we got 7. We ain't got 5, we got 7 this time. You know, 7 means perfection. Jesus told them all to sit down. He broke it and they began to disperse it. And they even happened to find some fish along the way. You realize that this time he didn't say there was no shepherd. Watch this. They had been taught, but they wanted more. Did you read your Bible? 3 days they gave up. They fasted because they had a desire to go to the next. Come on. I think I'm speaking to a church that's right here right now. We're at the place right now where it's like, you know, last Sunday was good and this Sunday was good, but I can't wait for this following Sunday. You know, it was good, and if I got to fast a couple days, or if I got to push some meals to the side, or I got to move my coffee or turn off the television or whatever I got to do, but you know what? I just can't wait to get in the presence of God on Sunday. And you know what? I don't care if they play one song or a chord progression or pastor preaches or don't preach. I just want to get in this presence, and I want to experience the glory of God, and I want him to pour himself out. See, do you realize these people here had already settled in their heart, I don't care if I eat, God will supply me eating, but what I really need is some bread from heaven right now. Woo, I don't know about anybody else, but man, I want some bread from heaven. I want some manna. I want a Holy Ghost blow out to where we don't go home till 6 o'clock. Pastor, you nuts. I want a Holy Ghost move of God. I don't want a revival because revival's in. I want a move of God. I want God to move and move and move and move. Amen? These people had done settled. You know what? I have to push that family reunion to the side because I know God's going to... Oh, yeah. Pastor, you done went there. Might have to push some personal agenda to the side because you know what? You know, it got real quiet when I started talking about that. You do realize for what God has for you, you're going to have to push some things to the side. That just stepped on some toes right there. I don't know what it is. That's between you and God. I just know what he tells me. I got to push to the side. Amen. And how many of us in here realize there's some things right now he's told us to push to the side? Oh, I guess I'm the only one. Okay. All right. I guess I better move to the last one then because you... Can you go back? Just go to Luke chapter 7. Are y'all doing okay? You got 2 more minutes? Can you handle it? Pastor's got notes. No, I don't. I got scriptures. If you want them, you can have them. Luke chapter 7, verse 12. Now when he came nigh to the gate of the city, behold, there was a dead man carried out, the only son of his mother, and she was a widow. And much people of the city was with her. And when the Lord saw her, verse 13, he had what? He had compassion on her. And said unto her, weep not. And he came and he touched the bearer. And they that bore him stood still. Can I help y'all? Can I just stop right here for a second? Did you notice that the first time they called him son of David and he stopped? Do you realize the difference right here? When he had compassion on her, he stopped the procession. Pastor, what does that mean? I mean to tell you that some of you feel like there's some dreams and there's some things that are dead in your life. And the Lord's coming by and he's got compassion on you right now and he's saying, stop. You're not taking this to the grave. As a matter of fact, I'm going to raise this up. Oh, golly. Lauren, you want to lead praise and worship in another level you've never led it before? It's coming. Johnny, you want to learn like you've never learned before? It's coming. Hello, church. Watch this. And he said to the young man, I say to you, arise. And he that was dead sat up and began to speak. And he delivered him to his mother. And there came a fear on all, and they glorified God, saying that a great prophet has risen up among us and that God has visited his people. People are naive sometimes. See, again, they didn't know who he was. But you can believe that boy who was once dead now knows who he was. Can I just help everybody here? You ready? 30 seconds. The Lord has compassion for what you're getting ready to do. Okay? Not just pity. See, everybody thinks compassion is pity. Stay close. Don't worry about it. They got it. Listen, everybody considers compassion pity, but when you look at it in the original, it literally means to be checked in the gut. Jesus said, hold up. In other words, this ain't right and I got to correct it. How many of you in here begin to realize that there's some things that the devil has been stealing from you? Ooh. There's some things that the enemy, is everybody hearing me? The enemy has done and the Lord's putting a stop to. Somebody could have waved their hands in there and gave the Lord a praise on that one right there, because you need to begin to realize that there's some compassion. You ready? Two more and I'm done. Can you handle it? Luke chapter 15, verse 20. When you get there, I'm just going to read the last part. Everybody say prodigal son. Luke chapter 15, verse 20. Can I just go back to 17 when the boy comes home? And when the boy came to himself, he said, how many hired servants of my father's have bread enough to spare, and I perish with hunger? I'll arise and go to my father, and he will say unto me, Father, I've sinned against heaven and before you, and I'm no longer worthy to be called a son. Now, can I stop right here? It's time for many of y'all to realize that there's a prodigal spirit. That just because you've missed God, you've decided to stay in this mindset of this young man. Is everybody hearing me? How many of you are forgiven? You know you're forgiven. No, let me see your hands. I need to know. In this church, I got to know. Do you know you're forgiven? Watch this. And I'm no longer worthy to be called your son. Make me as one of your hired servants. Now, verse 20, look at this. And he arose and came to his father. But when he was yet a great way off, his father saw him and had what? Had what? Not pity. Had compassion. Watch this. And compassion caused him to run to him. And he fell on his neck and he kissed him. And the son said unto him, Father, I've sinned against heaven and in your sight, and no longer worthy to be called your son. But the father said to his servants, watch this. Did he say it to the son? He said it to the servants. Look at what he says here. You see it? Bring forth the best robe, put it on him. Put a ring on his hand and shoes on his feet. And bring hither the fatted calf, kill it, and let us eat and be merry. For my son was dead and is again alive. He was lost and he's found, and they begin to be merry. Can I help everybody here? I don't care where you've been in your life, what you've done in your life. If you've asked Jesus to forgive you of your sin, the Lord had compassion on you. It's time for you to realize there is a robe that he wants to put on you, a robe of righteousness. He wants to slide a ring of authority on your finger as a child of God. He wants to gird your feet with the gospel of Jesus Christ, and he wants you to begin to walk as a son and a daughter, not as a servant. He didn't speak to the son. He spoke to the servants and he said, no, you go get it and you bring it to him, because I'm restoring his authority. I'm restoring his kingship. I'm restoring his place. And I'm telling you, as the body of Christ, I'm telling you by the Spirit of God, God is saying, break out of your mindset and realize who you are. And because what's getting ready to happen is righteousness is going to be clothed around you. I'm getting ready to put a ring of authority on your hand so that when you tell it to move, it'll move. When you tell it to stay, it'll stay. Golly. And he's going to place your feet with the gospel so that when you walk worthy, you walk holy. You can pick your head up, child of God. Don't you hang your head. You've been restored. Shout restored. Compassion. Compassion moves God. Wow. You were once dead, but now my son's alive. Let's party. You think God don't love you? When you asked him back into your life, you realize all of heaven partied. The son's home, the prodigal's home. Isn't that good news? Boy, Tyrone, they threw a big one. I'm picking, son. You know I'm picking on you. Because we were all there. I'm going to leave you with a scripture that every one of y'all can take home with you. You ready? Colossians chapter 3, verse 12 says this. Put on, therefore, as God's elect, holy and beloved, a heart of compassion. What are we supposed to put on, church? Compassion. Let's quit beating each other up. Let's have some compassion. Can I help everybody here? I thank God for the people I have in this church because you don't have a judging spirit. We can accept anybody and everybody who comes off the street and who needs help. Come on, look at somebody and just say, you know what? It's great. Say it's great. Red, yellow, black, and white, we're all precious in his sight. It don't make a difference you come from the right side of the tracks or the wrong side of the tracks. Because what we've learned to do is do just what this verse says. We're going to put on as God's elect. Hello, do you realize what God's called you to be? Pastors, I'm going to tell you, everybody here is going to be a pastor. You're going to put on compassion. You're going to have compassion. Not pity. Compassion. Looking for the hand ups instead of the handouts. Kindness, lowliness, meekness, long-suffering, forbearing one another and forgiving each other. If any man has a complaint against any, even as the Lord forgave you, so also you do. Does that make sense to everybody? You know what that means? If God has compassion on me and his son had compassion on me and I'm his bride, I need to have compassion on others. Does that make sense? How many of you realize how much compassion God's been poured out on you? It's time to return the favor. There's people out there that need some compassion. Amen? Not pity. Sometimes compassion has to be correction. You ain't gonna say nothing. Sometimes compassion is just taking somebody out to have a cup of coffee. Sometimes compassion is just a hug. Y'all ain't saying nothing. Just sometimes only a hug heals. Thank you. Sometimes only a hug heals. There's no words sometimes. Sometimes all it can be is just a hug. There's times when I've hurt as a pastor. And all I do is I go home and I curl right up in my wife's lap. I put my head right down in her lap. There's times I cry over people. I'm broken over people. She takes her fingers and runs through my little bit of hair I got. And she just looks at me and she says, you got to give it to him. It's not yours. And I listen to her because I know that God speaks through her. She has compassion on her husband. Hopefully some of these wives have compassion on their husbands when they don't come home with nothing tomorrow. That ain't gonna happen. I'm just picking with everybody. Why'd all the men suddenly get nervous? What's the matter with y'all tonight? How many of you just realize how much he loves you? How many of you found yourself in some of these places right here in this word tonight? Come on up. I could preach for another 45 minutes. I got word in me tonight. You better come up. Because there's about six people here that wants me to keep going, but I just can't. Because there's about 20 more scriptures I'd love to share with you. Trina, it's going to be all right. Have you called out to him today? What'd you call him?
him your supplier.
I'm getting ready to hear some breaks in the spirit. I hear my daughter, Lisa. We got the Holy Spirit arrested me and told me that we need to start speaking where your oxygen level needs to be. You're at 20%. Can you believe God to be 10%? How many of y'all can help me pray and just believe that God can take it to 10%? Guys, this is a process. Sometimes, if God wanted to heal her right now, he'd do it. Amen. But you know what? I'll tell you something about Lisa. You ready? And I know she won't mind me saying this. Every time the Lord delivers her from something, every time the Lord breaks a mindset in her, or every time the Lord gives her a joy to overcome, that oxygen level goes down again. Am I speaking truth? And you've asked why, and the Lord's telling you why right now. You just asked him that today, didn't you? Holy Spirit, you're awesome. You gotta love when the Lord just speaks those things to you. It's just like, just tell her that. I heard her today. Amen. At least you're gonna be free. Hallelujah. Whew. I feel the anointing. Amen. Every head bowed and every eye closed, I'll let you go tonight. Wow. Lord, I thank you that you're turning to us in many situations right now. Oh, Lord, I just feel joy rising up. I thank you, Lord, that right now you're beginning to lift the yoke of some things that were heavier, that had us bound. And Lord, you're beginning to cause freedom to rise up and reign out. So Lord, right now, we just surrender. How many of y'all in here can just lift your hands and just say, Lord, I surrender. Lord, we just surrender right now to you. Lord, have compassion on us. Lord, you know right where we are. And Lord, we just call you who you are. Lord, you're our healer. Some of y'all need to lay hands on some areas in your body right now and just say, Lord, you're my healer. My God, yeah, that's it. Just, Lord, you're my healer. Son of David, we cry out to you. Lord, Jesus, Master, you are our healer. By your stripes, we were healed. Lord, right now in Lauren's, Lord, in her throat, up in that area, God, as she plays, I pray that you touch her and you touch her and heal her body right now. Heal her body right now. Minister, come up here and lay your hands on your wife real quick. Hurry. I ain't worried about no sound or nothing else. Quickly, quickly. She's up here sacrificing. And how many of y'all are right there in that position right now? Just keep your hands right there on that place in your body and just say, you're my healer. Johnny's sugar is going to level out in Jesus' name. I'm sick of that attack. That's an attack of the devil. I rebuke it in the name of Jesus. Return back to the pit of hell that you came from. Go now out of that man of God. That's an anointed man of God. Loose your hold on him. Lord, we praise you right now. We thank you, Lord. You are our healer. You are our deliverer. You are our supplier. Some of you need to put your hands on your wallet right now or your purse and just say, Lord, you're my supplier. Don't just reach there because you need the money, but because you know he's going to place it where it needs to be. Lord, you're our supplier. Lord, you're the supplier. This is your church. This is your house. Lord, and you don't have no lack for anything. So, Lord, we just ask you to release it right now. We thank you, God. We thank you. You're our Savior. You're our Savior in more than one area, not just in our soul, but God, you're our Savior in every circumstance. We call you who you are, Lord. We thank you for it right now. We give you the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Amen and amen.
Thanks again for listening to this podcast. If you've made a decision to follow Christ, we rejoice with you. Please let us know by contacting us at Beach Family Worship Center, Georgetown Campus on Facebook. And we invite you to catch our next broadcast right here. See you soon.